everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 94, Disneyland's 70th celebration.
That was a long time ago.
What, 70 years ago?
No, since I've been on the show.
Oh.
Also 70 years ago.
Whatever. Yeah, I flew solo last time.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, I did.
You did a good job. You ran the technology. You did all the stuff. I still had to edit it and post it, though.
You did. It was still a group effort.
I still have some credit.
I do have to say, for anyone that was listening, when I lost my train of thought, the end of that train that got derailed was that when you buy Disney Dining Plan, you still have to pay for tips at restaurants. So
that sounds like an important detail.
It might have been. But since I was running my own tech and all the things, I got distracted by the screen and all the flashy lines and whatever was happening with the mic and lost my train of thought. And I didn't have you there to be like, this is what you were talking about. So
I would have lost my train of thought too. So I don't think I would have been a lot of help.
All right. So 1955 was 70 years ago. If you want to do some math with me here.
July 17th, 1955.
Yeah, exactly. But in true Disney fashion, we don't just celebrate stuff on the day only and move on. We celebrate things for multiple months.
For a whole year, even.
So it started this month in May, the 70th, even though it technically isn't until July. And then it's going to go to the end of summer 2026. So you got plenty of time to go and celebrate with Disneyland.
Yeah. You remember when they did the 50th celebration at Walt Disney World? It lasted like 10 years. I mean, that's what it felt like.
It did. It was a long, long.
It was a long time. But there were parts of it that were pretty good. And there was parts of it that I was like, okay, I'm ready to go back to normal.
Yeah. But the castle didn't quite return to normal because the color scheme stayed. They just took some things off the castle.
The color scheme grew on me a lot. Now I like, well, let me put it this way. They refined the color scheme.
Yeah.
You know, they did have to go back and repaint it. I remember that that first kind of royal blue-ish purple. First of all, it came out purple instead of royal blue. But
yeah.
Then it all faded really poorly and they finally repainted it that beautiful blue color they've got now.
And there was that was kind of during the COVID years, so there was a lot of people that weren't going, so they kind of missed some of those.
I think they were experimenting on
They're
us.
They're like, yeah, why not?
These people won't know the difference.
Except we have pictures with the castle, and we had many different versions of that during those times.
Yeah, but the point is, the party lasted that entire time.
Yes.
I felt like it was like 18 months long.
It was, yeah. Actually,
okay,
that
so
was the
it was more than a year. Like,
yeah.
Even I mean, this is more than a year since it starts in May and will go through the end of next July.
Yeah.
But that was like much more than a year.
It was it when it was over. It was kind of like, all right, let's move on. But okay, so at Disneyland 1955, before you and I were around, my parents were around, but I was not. Your parents were not.
My mother was not, and my father was born in 1955.
Oh, okay. So,
ironically, in Burbank, California.
It is ironic.
Yeah, so I'm Disney through and through.
So the theme for their 70th is called Celebrate Happy. We just listened to the Jonas Brothers song that's going to be playing on a loop in many different places.
Oh, dear.
I thought it was good. Randy...
Not my kind of music.
It is not your type of music. That is true.
Yeah.
But it's called Celebrate Happy. So I've never been to a Disneyland anniversary. I know they've had like the diamond and the lots of different ones over the...
This is platinum.
70, is that what that is?
I believe so.
Well, you know, going back to the 50th at Disney World, we were talking about how we weren't huge fans of the iridescent color scheme. And Randy, I don't have much of a problem, but Randy does not like...
This is not any better.
The 70th.
Listen, so it's kind of interesting because it's got a lot of... For me, it's got a lot of early 90s vibes.
Yeah, it kind of does, which doesn't...
Which, of course, you know, I grew up a little bit in a big portion of the 90s, so I know what those colors were all about. Not my favorite.
Yeah, a lot of purples and pinks.
Bright pink, which of course for you that's great.
I do
bright pink and purple. So, you know, they've got the sign up, they've done the flowers with the Mickey in front of the station right as you go through the turnstiles, and I think that looks okay, but I'm not a huge fan of the color scheme.
You're talking about basically what they're wearing, the characters.
I'm not a fan of the costumes at all.
Yeah, the costumes you were struggling with. So there is bunting that's going to be draped around Main Street and stuff. But right before you even get in the park, in the Esplanade, you know what the Esplanade is now? I've said it many times.
Yeah.
The spot in between the two parks. Anyway, they have a 50-foot nod to Sleeping Beauty Castle with colorful glass panels and golden charms.
Is that bigger than Sleeping Beauty Castle?
I know. Isn't that sad? But representing the five original lands. And so that just, it kind of made me happy when I saw that, because
I will say, I think it's a cool looking thing.
Yeah.
What they've got there, but I'm still not I don't love the colors.
Yeah. So we're on Undercover Tourist, which we don't have any affiliation with. I just pulled up. I wanted to hear more about the 70th.
They've got pictures.
They do have a lot of pictures, and even though you don't like the colors. Although I think maybe the colors are supposed to go along with the castle. Now that I'm looking at the characters in front of the castle, it kind of goes.
Probably, but I didn't like those colors either.
Oh, well. What do you like?
I don't know. Not this.
Okay.
I will say that in general, for me, this is just a very personal thing. I don't love it when the iconic characters get dressed up in something completely random. To me, this is just a big random thing, right? Mickey.
It's not from a movie or a cartoon.
No, Mickey's wearing some, you know, tracksuit or something. And and Clarabelle's got on like bell bottom, or is that a dress? I can't tell. You know, Chip and Dale, you can't even recognize them. I don't understand why they
went to 90s, but maybe it's, yeah, 90s, but it is coming back.
It is, but that's not 70 years ago.
And I don't think that was the way they dressed in the 50s.
They certainly did not dress like this in the 50s. At least not from any of the 50s movies I've watched. So you have iconic IP with these characters, and maybe if you want to jazz up some of their normal stuff, okay. But to put them in just something completely different and random, I don't love it. Now, will I get over it? Of course, because it's not that big a deal to me. But I do hearken back to the same thing at the Disney World 50th. I did not love that color scheme either with the iridescent. I definitely didn't like their costumes with that. I think it was a miss. This is an example to me of trying too hard.
Okay.
But I don't want to start off negative, because it's a celebration. Celebrate happy.
Too late.
With the Jonas Brothers.
Look, did you scroll
who
down?
I didn't even know that was who they were until I read that's who did the song, because it's just not my music.
Yeah, that's not your band.
They're not. They didn't sing in 50s music.
Okay, so let's go. I want you to look at the 70 thing on the castle with the bunting and the big 70. I think that looks good. I think that'll be very good for taking pictures. So anyway, the Jubilee, what they're calling it, the Platinum Jubilee, starts May 16th. So I'm pretty sure that's the same day this will upload. So that's kind of cool. So let's talk about some of the entertainment. So yeah, what is a 70? So you're going to go to Disneyland. You're going to be able to do many of the same exact things you would do, whether it's a celebration or not. The attractions are going to be there. Just certain things are going to be add-ons. And then some of the decorations throughout the park will be different. So I just want to reassure anyone that's going, it's not like it's going to be a totally different experience than otherwise, right?
Some things will be totally different. And we'll cover a couple of them. But yeah, I mean, the rides are the rides. There's no new buildings other than on the Esplanade.
It's a statue for pictures. Yeah, mostly,
it's a photo opportunity is really what it is. But there are definitely some changes to some things. I mean, let's just kick it off here. One of the big things that they're doing is an all new World of Color show.
Yeah.
So, you know, World of Color, which take place over at California Adventure
at night,
nighttime. You know, our friend Dak, it's his favorite thing to watch. He loves it. Yeah. Other than Happily Ever After. If he can't see Happily Ever After in Florida, he wants to see World of Color. At DCA. And so they've got an all new World of Color show, and it's inspired by Walt's famous words to all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome.
And so it's going to talk about the theme of being happy. And I think it looks like it's focusing very heavily on the emotions from the movie, from the Inside Out films, right?
So yeah.
Joy, I guess, is the host and the other emotions will be there. But you'll see a lot of stuff, you know, things from a Goofy movie, Tangled, The Lion King, Turning Red, etc. And then there will be a rendition of The Rainbow Connection by Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Again, we're back to the 90s. And an all-new original song called Makes Me Wanna Move by Fitz. You know who Fitz is?
I don't.
Neither do I. But okay. He's the front man for Fitz and the Tantrums.
Okay.
Which that's is the opposite clever. Of happy.
Yeah.
But so
hey,
anyways.
That sounds like you today, Fitz and Tantrums.
Before the show begins, the Muppets, led by Joe the Legal Weasel, are going to deliver a special message through projections and fountains.
I don't know who Joe the Legal Weasel is, but that sounds very entertaining.
But listen, the Muppets kicking it off, that is definitely a good move.
Well, and
that'll get you laughing and smiling, and you should feel happy with the Muppets.
Well, I'm excited for it, and those are the type of things that I think particularly are exciting for the locals that come to the parks, so that they can see a new World of Color show. That type of thing is a nice change up, but it's special for anyone that's coming for the 70th. I do see that there's a dessert party, and
yep.
I thought, you know, that this is different than the dessert party experience you and I had, because it looks like they just give you a box of a variety of things.
Yeah, think about it. Where else do you have to sit and do stuff? I don't know, but I would be interested in learning more about that.
About their dessert party. But I've never experienced it myself. I've had other friends do it, but you get a better spot to see it. I'm hoping that you get an actual chair to sit on.
So what I'm learning here is the dining package meals take place at different locations from the viewing area.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So there's any guest can reserve one of them at a World of Color dining package at a restaurant. You make it just like a normal dining reservation for, you know, whichever meal you want on the day you'd like to see the show. And then at the restaurant, you're going to tell the host and your server that you're upgrading to the World of Color dining package, and you'll get a voucher for the standing area.
Oh, it's a standing area.
Yep, standing viewing area for the show. And then if you arrive 10 minutes before the time on your voucher, all of the dining packages apparently have the same viewing area, et cetera. Subject to availability, of course. Viewing area, it's nice and centered, but the crowd level in the space will be varied depending on how many
people
get the packages that day.
Okay.
That's basically it. The dinner buffet, $70 for adults, $69 for adults, $46 for kids 3 to 9.
Woo.
Exclusive of tax, gratuity, or alcohol.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for all that info.
But it is a buffet. It's a full thing. Now, the dessert party.
That's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
Okay.
Right.
So you're not going to one of these restaurants. You're just getting dessert there.
Yeah. So it does sound like you get to sit for the dessert party.
Oh, okay.
So
food. We're learning here as we go.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. There's cheeses, crackers, grapes,
yeah,
sweet desserts.
Yeah, I see a picture of it.
Et cetera, et cetera. You get a to-go box.
Yeah, it looks like
to take home any remaining treats. So that's the take-home extras.
Oh, that's cute.
So it looks like you do get it on a plate.
What is it, like $80? How much is it?
$94 person.
Because that's about how much it is at Disney World.
Same for adults or children. And you can reserve online or through the Disneyland app up to 60 days in advance. The time list of your reservation is an hour before the show starts.
Okay.
And then the viewing area, it's towards the back, but it's higher up than the crowd.
But you're sitting. That's in a seat.
There's tables with 4 seats. So
okay.
If you're a party of 2, you're going to get seated with a couple other people.
I think that's more attractive to me than the standing one.
But by the way, you also will stay drier than the people down in the front.
Splash zone.
Which on some chillier Southern California nights, that probably is worth it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just learned a lot about that, and now we've shared it with you, so go get you some dessert.
About to say, if y'all do it, let us know. Let's head over to Disneyland, because it's very exciting. It's been 7 years since they've had a nighttime parade.
I think this is awesome.
This is way overdue, but this cool, this picture of Mac, like it's like a semi truck.
I ain't Mac. A Mac. I'm a Peterbilt. That's right. No, this is Mac.
Actual Mac.
Lightning McQueen's carrier.
Yeah. Mac. And at least this picture, it kind of makes me think of when they lit up Radiator Springs with all the neon.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Well, to me, this absolutely, I mean, it feels like the Main Street Electrical Parade seeing this, which was
so
awesome.
Great. They yeah, but bring this it is back. Up, an update and modernize, and I think that's okay. I think we can all
these,
adjust
I bet
to that.
These lights are LEDs.
And if you want a dining package over there, you can do that at the Plaza Inn. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
More than a million sparkly lights, they say, in
okay,
this parade.
So let's just, I mean, we don't have to talk too long about this, but if you only could pick one or the other, would you do World of Color or would you do that Disneyland parade at night? Because that might be what some people are facing.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, interesting dilemma.
I know my answer.
Yeah, I'm probably going to.
You want my answer first since you're still thinking?
Yeah.
I'm going to Disneyland.
You're
going to
take the parade.
I can't. I just love Main Street so much. And nighttime, and you got a snack, and you're just sitting there. To me, that's what I would do. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy the other one, but if I only could pick one or the other, that's what I would pick.
It's kind of hard, right? Because both of them have things that I can't stand.
Oh, jeez.
One of them is I can't stand standing. And you know, you're gonna have to do that to be able to see stuff. And
for World of Color, you mean?
Yeah, well, for World of Color, you definitely have to, and it doesn't really matter how early you get there. Someone's gonna get and obstruct your view and make it hard, like, or you're gonna get some weird antics there. So that's the one thing I think is a drawback for me on World of Color. The parade, on the other hand, is now you're like trying to fight with someone for space on a sidewalk, right? And so it's just interesting. I like fireworks because I can see it up in the sky. That's all I need. I can look up. No one's going to get in my way there. But it is what it is.
Did you give us an answer then?
The answer is both, Coach.
All I heard was crowds and grumpy, and I don't want to be around people that are going to be in front of me.
I mean,
did I hear that wrong?
I'm going to go. Yeah, you did. You heard everything.
Can you rewind it?
Yeah. I didn't give an answer, but I'll watch them each once.
So just speaking of fireworks.
If you're asking which one would I go to and see probably more than once, I'd probably go see the parade.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a huge fan of the parades.
I like the vibes at Disneyland at night more than at DCA. So that's another reason that I would pick that one. Just really briefly about fireworks, you know, it's... I recently had to update my Disney travel agent knowledge, college of knowledge, whatever. And the correct answer about fireworks is not it's only on weekends. It's what the app says. So,
yes.
So don't even like, oh, if you're there on that day, they'll definitely or there definitely won't be. Just check the app because during spring break or during summer, you're going to have fireworks on weekdays.
They advertise saying there's fireworks with a projection show on select nights. That's how they advertise it. And that's usually a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, everything's always subject to weather, but you're right. You're absolutely right. You may be there on the weekend and they don't do it. And who knows why, but if you go and look on the app, it won't say anything about it.
Yeah.
That's why they're not doing it. It wasn't scheduled that night.
And you can usually look ahead of time, probably within a month, is probably pretty safe to know with what the plans are. So do you know what these wondrous journeys are?
So it's a return. So it's been there before.
Yeah.
I know that much.
So it's projections. Like, you know, at Disney World, they have projections on Cinderella Castle.
Yeah.
Well, this is in a few different areas of the parks. Okay. It's on Sleeping Beauty Castle, Main Street, It's a Small World, and then there's a water screen in Rivers of America.
Right.
So
where they do Fantasmic.
This is just not our thing as a family. So we just don't. I think we've watched the one on It's a Small World for a little bit, but we just don't have a lot of patience I feel bad that I don't have a lot of experience at Disneyland doing this. Cause I'm like, we're too busy. Like we're not stopping for this, but
well, I think, to me, it's just not that interesting, right? Fireworks is what's interesting to me. Yeah. And so even at Disney World, watching Happily Ever After, like, I don't go see Happily Ever After to watch the projections on the castle.
Yeah. They're cool.
In fact, you know, we've been there for fireworks at the castle when the clouds were too low, when you couldn't see the fireworks. And I'm like, this is lame.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about these projections. I want to see what's up above in the sky. So I want to see the fireworks. Now, my question, I'm not sure about this because I certainly don't remember any fireworks taking place not on the castle in Disneyland.
I think that those are just at the castle.
So I don't think so. Even though that you know, it's a small world and other places on Main Street have projections as well, the fireworks are on the castle, I believe.
When they do it. So
if they do it.
Anyway.
And you should also be aware, this is an important thing, because if you're there at holiday time, like Halloween, Christmas, you may not see Wondrous Journeys. You may see the Halloween Screams, or you may see Believe in Holiday Magic. So,
that sounds very exciting. So if you are big into parades, there is a parade. We just talked about the nighttime one at Disneyland. Well, there is a daytime one.
I don't like daytime parades.
At Disney California Adventure. You guys, by the end of this episode, I'm going to find something he likes, okay? It's going to happen.
Oh, we're getting there. we're getting there.
I'm not sure. I didn't see this coming. You love Disneyland. But anyway, so there is a parade, and it's there's just a lot of Pixar stuff at DCA. And so it's a Pixar Animation Studios.
And there's a dessert party.
Yeah, I guess that's during the daytime.
I don't know.
Do a dessert party.
But they have it's called Better Together.
Okay.
Pixar Pal Celebration. There's a dessert party that goes with it. And it looks pretty similar to the one that you get at World of Color.
Oh, yeah. So if you want some sort of daytime parade-like thing at Disneyland, it's a cavalcade, which is
I don't like cavalcades.
At least you can laugh at your grumpiness. So, for those of you that want to know what that is, Randy knows and doesn't like it, but it's basically a very, very short parade, which I think that you should like that because it's like in and out, one and done, quickly, like you can see.
What a waste of time. No, but seriously, you know, the cavalcade started during COVID, right? They stopped the parades. And then everyone was just like, you got to do something. And so they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And they came up with this concept called the cavalcade. And they would roll out like three cars with some characters on it. And they're like, oh, isn't this so great? Problem was like they would start doing it like every hour. And so, you know, your major thoroughfares, they get totally blocked off. And you're like, I'm just trying to get over there. But I got to wait for this thing to go by.
Okay. Remember we just watched this video of our children like 10 years ago when they were real young.
They were so excited about everything.
They would have been so excited to see that one or two characters in a cavalcade.
You're right. But now we're all old and grumpy.
Grumpy old 40-year-old Randy just wants to get to his next thing. You know, he's all about maximizing time and cavalcades are going to.
It's in the way.
It's in the way. But it looks like.
But you know what? If you've got little kids, they're going to love it.
And
it's true.
It looks like it's the main pals. Like it's Mickey and all of his peeps.
And they're going to be in those garish costumes. You'll love it. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Stop everything you're doing. Go watch.
We I know it's too early, but one day we'll have grandkids and then he'll be.
Oh, we're going to watch it.
We're going to stop and watch it.
You're going to watch this cavalcade and you're going to like it.
No, that's what I'm going to say to you.
Oh, I think that's what my grandchild's going to say to me.
That's probably. So, okay. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It's had many renditions over the years, but there is a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Live, which is at the Disney Theater in DCA. And that's kind of exciting. I know I had a client that was a little bummed when she looked up that when they were going to DCA in the fall, that there's not going to be the Frozen. There used to be like the Frozen theater where they would have the show and stuff. That's not there anymore. So at least there's something there now.
The concept art from this is very interesting because it reminds me of a show used to be on there. And everyone's around dancing and doing stuff. And you
what
remember
show?
That? I don't know. It was a Disney Channel show.
Oh, okay.
They would that looks just like that.
Maybe it was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The 90s are back. For the 70th anniversary, they're going full 90s.
You know, because little kids, they don't know any different. They're like, I bet this is what the 1950s look like.
Yeah, you know, yes. Maybe.
So then...
You just need some parachute pants.
So that was DCA. Another Pixar Pals Playtime Party, that's a mouthful, is over by the train station at the back of Fantasyland. There's a big Fantasyland theater. So if you like Pixar, and your kids most likely do, Inside Out was amazing, and that's probably on rerun in a lot of people's homes. So this article has the smallest little thing about Stitch, even though there's a new movie coming out like next week, but hopefully they're gonna capitalize on Stitch because he's gonna be super popular with that movie coming back.
I think so. We're gonna go help make him popular.
I think it looks cute.
Yep, looks good to me.
Are we done with projections?
Yeah, we're done with that. Let's start talking about attractions. I'm excited about this next
you
one.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be grumpy about this,
no,
too.
This is awesome.
All right, tell them what it is.
July 17th, an attraction will open for the first time ever. For the first time ever. This is amazing.
Yes.
Walt Disney comes to life.
Are you getting emotional? That's amazing. Yeah.
I think it's cool. A Walt Disney audio animatronic. The man who invented audio animatronics finally for the first time is going to be one himself. It's called Walt Disney: A Magical Life. It'll be at the Main Street Opera House Theater. It starts on July 17th, so that's Disneyland's actual birthday. But Walt's going to tell you about his life. It ends with him in his office.
It's a full circle moment, I think.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Adventures with Mr. Lincoln, that's cool.
Yeah.
But this is Walt Disney we're talking about.
Right.
Not that I'm trying to say Walt's better than Abraham Lincoln. That's not the point at all. But I'm talking about when we're, you know, audio animatronic. How is it that it's been 70 years and we never had a Walt Disney audio animatronic?
Right. I mean, it's like when Mickey and Minnie's Railway came out. Like, it's like, wait, this is the first ride attraction?
Yeah, the very first attraction featuring Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. This is so cool. I'm so excited because it reminds me a lot of going to at Disney World. If you go to Hollywood Studios, you can go and watch Walt's film where he narrates for himself about his life, and you can see some relics and some props and some other historical items there, including his drafting desk, if I'm not mistaken, right? But here we are. He's going to tell you his story. It's cool.
Yeah. No, I totally appreciate that you're getting emotional because I'm going to be a blubbering mess when we see it too because it's just... You know, he's not a perfect person. We're not idolizing him or, you know, trying to worship him or anything like that. But, like, he was a great man that was determined to follow through on visions that he felt like we can do this. We can figure this out. And he inspired so many other people to get on board with him and, you know, it just entertained and all the things. So super excited. They're going to have a tribute to the Sherman Brothers with, I believe it's at the end of his, it's called The Last Verse. Is that going to be on his animatronic too?
I don't know, but it says it's also opening. I think it's separate. It's a 3.5-minute film.
Oh, that's right. It's a film.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's in the Main Street Cinema, which is also on, you know, near where the animatronic is going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, super cool. And then it has a nod to It's a Small World because that's the Sherman Brothers are the ones that wrote that. So very cool stuff. So let's talk about Midway Mania, Toy Story Midway Mania. They included the celebration over there by having 70th stickers where you can earn 70 points when you know, when you're playing the game and you hit the 70th target or whatever.
Yeah.
Just cute little nods like that.
Yeah, I think that's cool. It's another great opportunity for me to run my score up even higher. So looking forward to that. Hey, change it. It's a Small World.
Oh, what's that?
There is a new song, Verse. that will debut, plus some new characters. It's the ride's coming out of refurbishment ahead of the celebration, and you will see Miguel and Dante from Coco.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. And so I think that's cool. But a new song verse, that's going to be interesting.
Wow. Yeah. And it's in my opinion, you can't beat It's a Small World at Disneyland. It's amazing. So if you are one that likes to take tours, there is a new 2-hour walking tour that...
Pass.
I think I would like it. It's
2 hours. I got things to do.
Yeah, like learn about the history of Disneyland.
I got the internet.
I think that would be cool to have a your own tour guide, and you're standing at the spot where he's telling the story about what's going on, what's happened there. And
it does cost a separate fee, just FYI.
Oh, yes.
Like all other tours.
You have to pay to get into the park and then pay to do that.
Yeah.
Let's scroll down. Let's do one more thing as we wrap up talking
about the 70th. That's hilarious. Why don't you pay to come in? And by the way, pay us some more money so you can not enjoy the attractions.
Oh my gosh.
Disney dollar sign.
We were going in such a good direction here, and now he's...
Well, I want the listeners to have an authentic experience.
It's like the yin and yang here. Okay, so let's talk about one more thing, and that's this magic key. Is that what it's called?
To Disneyland is what it's called.
Oh.
The key to Disneyland.
Which is confusing because that's the name of the annual pass, is the magic key, right? Pretty sure magic key pass or something. Anyway,
I know that you're a key holder, whatever. I've never been a key holder. I've been the key master.
Okay.
No, that's Ghostbusters. Never okay. mind.
Anyway, you can buy this Disneyland key that you can
key
take
to Disneyland key. To unlock the magic.
Can we just edit this part? Jeez.
No, our people will love it.
All right, why don't you tell them about it? Because I'm butchering it. Yeah, key to Disneyland. I have the tab open right here, and still butchered it.
It's an interactive experience.
Seek surprises from land to land.
Yeah, you buy this key. It looks, honestly, I mean, it's kind of cool looking, but it looks like a toy gun.
Yeah, it does.
Except it's a key, right? And, you know, the
handle looks like the D from the Disneyland.
Is the D for Disneyland, and the castle is like the teeth on the key. And it lights up. Anyways, the point is it's an interactive sort of experience. There's 9 different lock stations. And once you unlock all of the lands, the key will reveal 1 of 9 hidden commemorative keepsake pins inside. So Disney dollar sign, they figured this out. They're like, hey, 9 keepsake pins. The only way you can get them is with these keys. So you're going to have to just keep buying keys until you figure out all of the ones that you have.
Oh my gosh, Disney dollar sign.
They done figured it out.
You're the one that's always talking about how they can make more money by keeping the virtual queues and make more money and make more. So you...
Yeah, this is one of those ways, right? If you had virtual queues, you'd have people buying more keys to Disneyland, unlocking them to get their commemorative pin.
I do appreciate that this
Instead, they'll be standing in line, not unlocking any lands.
I do appreciate that this is...
Thank you for proving my point.
Disneyland exclusive. So, I mean, I think it's cool that they're doing stuff at DCA, but let's be real. Like, it's Disneyland itself that's
turning
70.
Yeah, Disneyland is what's turning 70.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, maybe that's why they got all the 90s stuff, because DCA is 90s. So, maybe, I don't know. That doesn't really make sense, but I'm not quite sure I get the scheme there.
I mean, you know, they're calling the 70th for the Disneyland Resort, so... Technically, the resort includes both parks, all the hotels.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say this. I'll put a little plug in for it. But if you got a Magic Band Plus, you'll have some cool experiences because they're all going to be tuned to... I actually, you know, I succumbed to Disney dollar sign. I bought a Magic Band Plus. I actually have a couple of them, and I like them because they do some cool things while you're in the park, and they'll... synchronized to the shows, the experiences. They have some interactive things at different locations throughout the park where if you bring your Magic Band close to it, it will unlock an experience where you can see something. So there will be some new stuff just for the 70th related to your Magic Band Plus. So don't forget to charge them before you come because that's the next thing.
Well, and I think... Yeah, I think magic bands in general are not as used at Disneyland, and so this might encourage people to buy them more. So
yeah,
I have one that I love. It took me a while to find one that I like, and now I've got my mind one that lights up, and so it'll buzz and it'll light up, and it lights up with the shows and all the things.
And don't forget, cool thing about Magic Band Plus, you can program your Magic Band Plus to work at both Disney World and Disneyland. You can use the same one, so you don't have to have separate ones for the separate coasts.
Place. Yeah, I've done that. I've used it both places.
Yep.
Okay, well, happy birthday. Can we say happy birthday, Disneyland? I think we can.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's Frosty.
That's Frosty. I'm excited. I think it is, you know, we don't know anything different, but before Disneyland was around, like, this, it's just such a gift to the world, I think, that there is such a place, and now there are more places like this throughout the Disney parks. A new one coming at Abu Dhabi.
I'm going to go.
Yeah. Even though we don't know much about it, we just know that it's going to be really fancy.
It's going to be spectacular. Yeah. Absolutely spectacular. It's probably why we don't do a show. We could have done a show just about breaking news, new resort coming to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
But the reality is none of us know anything about it other than it's going to be amazing because it's almost exclusively privately financed by the people who have the most money in the world.
Yes.
And they will spare no expense.
There we go. Yeah, I think it'll be great. I like their tagline. It's a whole new world.
Oh, it is.
You know, from Aladdin, that yep. Middle East, the first uh-huh. park in the Middle East.
Going to be cool.
All right, y'all. Well, happy birthday again to Disneyland. Go and celebrate. And I'm now that, especially since I've seen that Walt Disney audio animatronic, which is coming in July, now I'm starting to scheme in my head. I'm like, all right, how am I going to get there? Because I want to experience that.
I'll walk.
You'll walk? Okay.
No, I won't. That's a long ways.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.